going to go on in the book of Psalms 27, chapter 27. And verses 13 and 14. Psalms chapter 27, verse 13 and 14. It says, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And won't you just move over a couple pages to Psalms 34 and verse 19. You have that with you, say amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today for a little bit. Wait on the Lord. Amen. And be of a good courage. Amen. I'm going to say that again, because we got that and we didn't get it. How many know when God speaks his words, your comprehension, your thoughts, everything needs to run in one place, and that's on what God's saying. You need to do away with every distraction. No room for distractions. Amen. And this says you need to, every time you come to the house of God, you got to say, well, everything devil you trying to do, I throw all that away. My focus is on what God got to say, because you got to have this day your daily bread. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. How to wait on the Lord and be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Amen. To wait means that you're waiting. You're waiting, but it also means as I'm waiting, I'm standing in expectations. See, we wait. You can wait, but not be in expectations. It's like if you're waiting for a bus or something, or you're waiting for somebody to pick you up. If you're really not waiting for them to pick to come and get you, you know, you're not really waiting. Yeah, we'll say we're waiting with our mouth, but we go sit down and we go do everything opposite from what the wait is supposed to be. Amen. When you're waiting, you're looking for. You're looking, and you're not looking for. And when it's coming to the Lord, say, wait on the Lord and be a good courage. You're not looking for a disaster. You got to think about what you're waiting for, what you're looking for. People can say with their lips, I'm waiting on the Lord, but in their heart, they waiting on something bad to happen to them. Yeah, you can do that. You can say, I'm waiting on the Lord, but you're waiting on, amen. They say you're waiting on, amen. We all got issues and stuff. I got issues and stuff. We're waiting on this bill to get paid, that to get bill paid. But if you don't watch it, you can be waiting for them. I'm waiting on the Lord, but I'm on the other hand, you're waiting for them to come cut off something. See, you in doubt. Amen. The Bible said, wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. Amen. Amen. And you're waiting, you're standing in expectations. In other words, you're expecting the Lord to be good to you. You're expecting, and when you're waiting on somebody, you're not pacing the floor, you're not nervous, you're not shaking, you're waiting in rest and peace. Amen. Sometimes we may pace it. We're in a hurry. But after a while, you got to calm yourself down. Because the more you calm and everything, and the more you pace back and forth, and the wait seems longer. The wait is longer, seems longer. You can't just focus upon your situation and focus upon things, amen, and keep looking how bad it is while you're waiting. You will be tempted to do that, but you got to take your attention and do something else. Amen. Amen. Go fix yourself a sandwich. Or go, amen, do something else enjoyable while you're waiting upon the Lord. You don't wait on the Lord with your hands drooped down, with your heart down, you're about to faint. Amen. You don't wait on the Lord with this bad disposition, a bad attitude, a bad disposition. I ain't going to church. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. That's all the wrong ways to wait. When you're waiting up on the Lord, you're steady moving, and you're still thinking, God, no matter how bad it looks, how bad it is. It's like, I'm still getting up going to church, and I'm still going to smile. By the time we make excuses. We make excuses, amen, why we not do this and that. And, but see, you think nobody don't know, but God knows the way you take. Amen. I ain't going to church because of this and because of that. But the real reason you ain't going to church is because you're upset with God. You're upset about your situation. You're upset because I can't fix this. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. I'm preaching there. I'm going there. Yes, I am. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. And God had to teach us all how to do that. Sometimes we do better than other times. Sometimes I have my days too. Wait on the Lord, and we murmuring and complaining, and we irritated, and my heart to get along with, and people, amen, run folks off and everything. Folks don't have to have no big pit bull because we act like one. I ain't going somewhere today. I feel something. I feel some kind of way. Like Sister Tiffany always say, I feel some kind of way. Woo! They ain't smiling looking at me today. Woo! They may tear my head off today. I don't know what's wrong with them. Aggravated, frustrated. The devil trying to give us all frustrated. Yeah. I've been there. But you got to get that spirit off of you. Because that's the trick of the devil. Because if it stays too long, you will not believe God for anything. Somebody ought to give God the praise. But the Lord said, wait on the Lord. See, a lot of people like say, the Lord said, wait on the Lord. But they forget about the part he said, be of a good courage. Courage means I got bravery and I got tenacity. I got strength to stand up against something that would normally wash me out. It's like you almost have to tell yourself, I am not going out like that. You got to say, it looks rough. I don't know how. I don't see my possibilities. I'm going to get through this. But some way I'm going to get through this. Amen. And so I'm going to keep. It means, wait on the Lord. Courage means that I have tenacity. I have strength to stand up against stuff that will not normally knock me over. Where does strength come? From the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. Amen. God didn't say be. And that's why sometimes our prayers are not answered, because we're waiting on the Lord, but we are upset and frustrated and depressed and discouraged, and we don't, the answer do not come that way. Because how many of you know the Lord doesn't have pity parties? Amen. God doesn't come to your pity party. We would love for him to come. We'll put all the napkins out in the spirit and everything out. Come on, Lord. I'm hurt so bad, Lord. Oh, God, I can't take another thing. Oh, God. And God just, he's looking at you. I'm looking at you, my child, but you'll never grow that way. You'll never become strong that way. Amen. I'm going to show you a better way. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. The Lord said, wait on the Lord. And be of a good courage. When you've been of a good courage, that means I'm going to continue my pace. The Bible says, ye did rumble well, but what or who did hinder you? It's like, I'm going to steady walk if I got to walk slow. Amen. Whatever's bothering me might be getting the best of me, but hey, I'm going to still walk. I'm not going to quit. Amen. Sometimes you come to church and half of the church don't send you texts. I'm not coming to church. This reason, that reason. That's everybody's problem. They might be missing something they need that day. The pastor can't say, well, I'm just going to quit because ain't nobody here. Things don't go right. We put our jobs. We put everything else before God. I'm going there. That's not my message. But wherever God wants to take them, we put everything before God. We make any excuse by anything. We frustrated. We irritated. I can't make it today. But you can make it to work. Somebody give God the praise. I know I ain't going to get too many praises over here, but I'm preaching what God give me. People won't do. I want God to come and smooth it over to me. Smooth it over to me. Rub my head. Tell me everything will be all right. God will tell you that after he corrects you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Wait on the Lord. And to be of a good courage. He said, in other words, hallelujah, they said, I would have fainted. And you ain't the only one. You think you a faint? You just don't think we got like that. We got a mentality like that. Honey, you just don't know. You just don't know. And you won't tell nobody, but inside you, honey, if somebody tell you what they're going to, you just don't know. Minds is just so great. Oh, who's comparing trials and tests? They that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. Honey, why you think you got a hurricane going, blowing in your life? Somebody else got a tornado blowing their life. And if the truth be told, you wouldn't want their trouble and they don't want yours. Because your whatever's that's going your way, God knows that you can handle that, but somebody else cannot handle what you are going through. And neither can you handle what they're going through. So that trial and test is really designed for you. Am I right? Amen. And God, in other words, he's standing over, watching over you. He's not insensitive to what you're going through, but he's going to see what was you doing while you was in church. What was you doing when you were home? Was you in the word? Did you have a relationship with him? Have you been, who you been? Have you been depending on him? Or you been depending on people? In other words, one sermon a week, what have you been feeding your spirit? Have you been texting all day long on your phone, talking to this one and talking to that? And when the devil come upon your church, you have nothing to throw him off with. That's what God is looking at. Have you been doing your homework?
Amen.
Because if you've been doing your spiritual homework, you might get, the devil might slap you across the face, right? But you're going to spring back out of it real quick. Somebody give God the praise. I'm preaching today. Oh yeah, he slaps us always, but you can't stay slapped.
Amen.
God wants you to pick up your weapons. The weapons of your warfare is not carnal. The weapons of your warfare is not buddies and people and things. And otherwise, and you're looking at your phone like it's a big TV screen watching everything. It's the Lord, honey.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to help you. Then the devil, if he gets you in the mindset, see, he'll play games with your mind. Somebody better say amen. I said, that devil will play games with your mind. See, the battlefield's in the mind.
Amen.
See, devil don't want you to know that, but your battlefield's in my battlefield's in the mind. If you can get stuff conquering your mind, honey, the devil will not be able to do anything with you. I said, if you get God's word, and then you know what that word says, you believe that word, and you praise them, you get things in your, you get the power of God, and let him work with you in your mind, the devil will not be able to do anything he wants to do to you. But see, we're slow sometimes. We're slow to reading God's word. We're slow to understanding God's word. We don't take enough time to seek the Lord to understand. Amen. You got to understand what God is saying.
Amen.
I don't care if I read Genesis to Revelations. It's not going to do me no good. It's not going to do you no good till you understand even one thing that it's saying. If you understand one, you will say, oh no, devil, you ain't going to get me on this one. But if you don't understand the word, the devil will come and wear you out.
Man.
And when the devil come wears out, we get irritated, frustrated, we get mad at everybody. The dog, the cat, you're going to get kicked and everything. Somebody give God the praise. And all of that's a trick of the devil just to destroy you. Amen? David said, I would have fainted. To faint means become weak. And it's just safe if it was a person that's standing right here and they just go collapse. They faint, right? We want to translate that over to the spirit realm. Person that faints in the spirit does this. I can't do no more. Man, they about pass out spirit, right? I can't do another thing. You said, I can't get up and go to church. I can't pray no more. When you put all that on hold, that means you faint. Faint in your mind. Do God, because we faint, does he just let us stay faint? No, he come by and help us. He's a good God. Somebody give him praise. Because he remember our frame. There's times I went through stuff and after I come through it, I've said, how did I get there? See, we be slow or no. We don't tell what, when you go through something that's severe and something that almost wipes you out of here, mentally and physically, you need to get a check in your spirit. You need to look back and see, how did I get there? So you won't go there no more.
Amen.
But we like, do it again, devil, do it again, knock me out again. Go and look and examine, see. I guarantee if you look back and see what happened, you won't go there no more. Somebody said, well, how can you do that? Go back and see. Were you praying the way you need to pray? See, we get twisted. Oh, yeah. In Jesus' name. La, 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 la. In Jesus' name. I'm talking about praying with a breakthrough.
Amen.
Did you get through whatever you was praying about? Did you get through to the part that you had faith to believe that God was going to bring you out of there? Or was you praying and you still was praying in doubt and still didn't believe? But when you get that breakthrough, you like, no, it ain't going to be like this. I may not have no money, but you got to look at your past and spend and say, God has never, amen, let me get nothing shut off. You might not have no food in your house. You might say, the Lord has never let me go hungry. Because the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. The devil say, amen, your health is not good. You got to say glory to God. God said, above all things, he wished that I prosper, being hell as my soul prosper. So I'm going to take one day at a time. I'm going to start prospering. I'm going to lift my hands to God. I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to do whatever God say I can do. Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. A lot of times our surroundings and the people we affiliate with, most of the time they might not have nothing to offer you in the spirit. And you've been around that atmosphere out the way. You don't watch it. You'll lose whatever strength you got in the spirit. Somebody already give God the praise.
Thank
You want to be around people with things that putting things in you, pouring spiritual things in you, making you stronger, not people to make you weak and drain everything out of you. Somebody give God the praise. Nobody can let nobody drain all everything out of them, because sometimes you put things in to people and you have nobody putting nothing back in you, and you'll be drained if you don't go to God. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. David said, I would have fainted, but he said, unless. He said, I would have fainted, in other words, but I didn't. He said, because that unless means except. That means that's a pause there. It's like, I didn't actually faint, but I almost fainted. You can think about things in your life that you almost lost it up here. And you didn't know how you was going to get to the next thing. But you didn't. Because of God. It said, unless the Lord, amen, because of God, he kept me from going under. He kept me from losing my mind. He kept me from my bills, amen, my lights and their gas and everything be cut off. I can't pay all these bills and have some more money paid. God kept me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you.
It said, I have fainted unless I believe. And see, if you know, this is a little teaching and preaching. So like, I ain't been to no Bible school and nothing like that, but I'm in God's Bible school. Amen. That's the best Bible school you can be in. Because he gives you revelation. Revelation is enlightenment. As you read, you can read one paragraph and get so much out of it. God revealed to you. And you can do all the studying you want. It's not by might or power, but it's by the Spirit of God. He gives the increase. He hid these things from the wise and the prudent, but he revealed them to babes. God hears some things from scholars and stuff because they get so caught up in their scholarship, and reveal them to somebody that, amen, this humble is almost nobody. Think they nobody. And he opened up their understanding exactly what he's saying. And we open your understanding to what he's saying, then you can give out to what he's saying. That's why it's good to study the word. He didn't say study the word so you can show it out in front of other people. He just studied to show yourself approved unto him. And in other words, so when he speaks through you, it won't be something foreign to come through you. You have read it before, but he going to break it open to make you understand what it means. That's what he's saying. Somebody give God the praise. That's why you can't be hampered with a lot of tradition and people holding on you, tail of you, and they mean you got callings and gifts and stuff in your life, and you got to wait 50 years for somebody to know that the devil is a lie. Somebody ought to give God the praise. God, that anointing to get on your life and take you far about, amen, 50 years that you will go in 10. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness. In other words, he said, first I would have fainted, but I didn't faint. He said, and except means, word unless means except, unless I have to believe, then the word believe. Because if you don't believe God, all of that is not going to take you too far. You got to believe that your situation is going to change. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. See, a lot of times we get half blessed or no blessed because we give with the same measure that you measure out, you be measured back to you again. You're faithful to the house of God. You're faithful in your word. You're faithful in doing different things. You get a fullness of all it. And that means you hamper out with God. You pull back on God. God pull back on you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You got God look at your motives. You can tell anybody anything, but he looks at your motives. You tell somebody, I can't be here, I can't do this, can't do that, and God, in other words, you just leave it in God's hand. He knows if they're speaking you truth or not. He looking at your motives. Then when you come short of something, you wonder why I can't pay this bill, I can't seem to get here. You come short with God in everything and all these other areas. Somebody give God praise. We talked about that a little bit Wednesday night. We're going to go and finish talking about it. It was a lot that people wasn't here when there's a very important subject we need to hear. Will a man rob God? Amen. Your health could be deprived. Your mind could be deprived. A lot of things could be deprived because some things you do and some things you don't do. Some things you hold to if God wants, and some things you do it like you want to do it. Somebody give God a praise. And you want to tell people, if you want people want to be blessed, they want God to bless them. But what are you giving God to bless? What are you handing God out to bless? You're giving God your last. You're giving other things your first, but you're giving God your last. And you wonder why your health, and you wonder why this and that and the other, you don't get the first priority, the same measure you measure out to God. Remember, you don't give until a church, you don't give to a pastor, you give unto God. And you, this is some things you got to know. God set it up that way for you to be blessed and for me to be blessed. We're going to get into that Saturday, but somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, we're talking about. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And it said, I fainted lest I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, I had fainted, but I didn't faint it unless, in other words, but except God changed it, I didn't faint. In other words, and then I believed. I was believing when the devil tried to not make me, he tried to make me doubt God, but I steadied believe. You got to push it out of your mouth, even if your you can't see your way. You got to say, I still believe that this is going to happen. I still believe. You believe it till you leave out of here. You go out this way believing God. But if you don't read the word of God and you don't understand what the word of God, you have nothing to hold on to. This is what you hold on to, God's word. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord when I'm dead and gone. I'm going to say that again. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord when I'm dead and gone. I'm going to have to re-preach to y'all all over again. Did y'all hear anything? I say, anybody reading their word? Can somebody, I'm saying it the other way. Trying to see if y'all going to correct me, say it right away, but anybody said nothing. Oh God, do we need to start another sermon? He smiled. I believe, keep on, it's in your word. I ain't out the other word yet. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord when I'm dead and gone. Can I get that again? Because see, if you don't know that, I'm telling you. That's why I say you got to read God's word, understand God's word. You can't be slow. Oh, you be slow and everything else. We rise to everything else. We rise to the bomb bomb music. We rise to what this one devil do. But we're not rise to the word of God, and that's when the devil beat us over the head. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. Not when I'm dead and gone, not when it's all over, but in the land of the what? Maybe some of y'all ain't expecting nothing in life to delay. Anybody, you know, I'm ready to, y'all know, every once in a while I got to do that. Have a little exercise. Everybody believe in God for something. Jump to your feet. Praise God that everybody got up. Praise God, because I'm about to be like, well, Lord, do we need a resurrected from dead in here? What? Amen. So clap your hands from the Lord right now. And say, when you stand up like that, you ain't just stood up like that because Pastor Thomas said that you actually put something on your mind and you know you're believing God for something and God going to surely do it. Somebody give God the praise. You can be seated. Amen. Amen. Y'all got that one. Y'all like, she ain't going to get me on that one. And it's good. You waiting on the, it says you believe to see the Lord in the land of the living. Who can see something when they're dead and gone? You want to see something in the land of the living. Your latter days are greater before you. Amen. You're looking for something good in your life to happen. I don't know about y'all, but I am. Wait on the Lord. And he said, why are you waiting on me? I don't care all the fainting you feel like doing, all the things you, the devil fighting your mind and everything. Because I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to tell you nothing wrong. The devil will fight your mind. Yes, he will fight your mind. He'll tell you this right here ain't going to go right. That ain't there ain't going to go right. You going down here. That's going on. He'll tell you a bunch of negative stuff. When you start hearing all that negative stuff in your ear, that do not come from the Lord. It comes from the devil. Because God is going to tell you good things. He's going to encourage you. The devil going to pull you down. Amen? Somebody give God a praise. And he said, wait on the Lord. And he said, why are you waiting? God wants you, amen, to have a smile on your face. We don't always feel like smiling. We don't always feel good. Like sister said, and I thank God for Sister Joanne, not saying it because she's my sister, but I've seen a lot of people, not a lot of people, I've seen a few people, Sister Tiffany's right, they were on dialysis 3 days a week, amen. Some people, amen, wouldn't even get out of their house. You know, some people may not even be on dialysis, don't have strength like that. That's a great blessing. That's supernatural, honey. That's not, Sister Joanne said, that is supernatural. Amen. You can get up and go drive your car. She drives her SUV. She drives that. Amen. Back and forth. And then she said she started an exercise class. Some people, they'll crawl up in the bed somewhere. You keep crawling up in that bed, you might crawl up there and they can't get out. Amen. You don't want to just crawl up and shut down because the devil won't shut you down. Amen. When stuff started hitting my body and stuff, man, I keep praying myself. I live alone. I'm not going out and trying to ring nobody's bell. I'm talking about I'm falling and can't get up. I don't have one of those anyway. I ain't got time for all that stuff. You wait on folks come, you be dead. Time they get there, oh, she's dead. Amen. You better call up on the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be vibrant. There's certain things we have to do to help keep ourselves vibrant. And it's a struggle sometimes, because sometimes we want to eat all the wrong things. I was listening to your testimonies and stuff. Sometimes we want to eat all the wrong stuff. The stuff that we eat stuff that is unhealthy for us at times. I do too. Amen. We eat this quick fast food. You know, I like to go fellowship with the saints. Sometimes I just do it as a fellowship with the saints. But really, some of the food really not good for you. You eat healthier at home. So don't be too lazy to fix stuff. I am too. You know, but I'm saying, but you don't stay on a roll with that for 7 days a week. If you messed up one day, get off of that. Amen. Amen. Then the Lord don't want us walking around, amen, stressed out. With all our cares, all the stuff we go through, we got enough stuff. People got stuff to be distressed about. I got stuff that I could be stressed out about right now as I speak to you. But I choose to believe God. Amen. Amen. I choose to believe God to supply my need. Amen. And fix this and fix that. I trust him to do that. Amen. You can't look to people to do it because they can't do it. They got issues themselves. But I look for God to do it. If you serve the Lord the way you're supposed to serve the Lord, he said he's your shepherd and you shall not want. And David said, I've never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Them are the scriptures you have to quote back to the Lord what he's already said, because God's not a man that he should lie. Amen. But on the Lord and be, God said, be of a good courage. And God said, as you have been of a good courage, he didn't say just be encouraged. You see that? He said, be of a good courage. He said, if you have been of a good courage, he said, I'm going to come and strengthen your heart. And the reason he said, I'm going to come and strengthen your heart is because God is mindful of us and he remember our frame, and he knows that whatever that's upon you, that pressure is upon you, amen, you can only take so much. I'm teaching, y'all listen, I'm teaching and preaching at the same time. He knows that you can only take so much of that without a change. Amen. Sometimes you can take stuff, but the same thing will wear you out. So he knows you can only take so much of that. So he said, if you're waiting on me and stay in the spectator, believe in me that I'm going to change it. He said, I'm going to come and strengthen your heart. Even though that situation might not out of the way, you might not, he might pull you all the way out of it, but he will do different things to encourage you while you're in it and strengthen you until he brings you out of it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. He said, I will strengthen your heart. So if God's strengthening you, he's not strengthening you to walk around like an ostrich with your head hanging down. He wants you to be lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. He said, when you lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, he said, then I'm going to send my power, my glory to come in to fill your soul. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. He said, I will strengthen your heart. And then at the end, he went back and said, wait on the Lord. Amen. And in Psalms 34, we're wrapping it up. Anybody getting anything out of this? Amen. In Psalms 34, God is saying, he tells us, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. God's letting us know, I know that my people have many afflictions. Y'all see how that reads? It says, many are the afflictions of the what? I heard one person say it. Y'all act like y'all didn't read it. Stumble, didn't see it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord deliver him out of the Lord keepeth him in all of them. And read that again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord keeping him in them all. Can I hear that again? He delivered him out of them all. See, this is what I'm saying. This is part of studying and teaching and listening. Because every little word, you can learn something from. One little word can change your whole life, honey. But if you read over it and you're not attentive to it, you'll lose out. you lose the whole war. You lose the whole battle, the war. Amen? Amen. But the Lord shall deliver them out of it. You have to believe what you read. Affliction is trouble. Affliction means trouble, suffering, distress, hardship, sorrow, tribulation, and discomfort. And none of those things is good. And they don't feel good. But the Lord is saying, I know that you got many things that trouble you. We got many things that trouble us. He said, but of the righteous. But God said, I will deliver you out of them all. Now here's where we get caught on the fence, so to speak. When God doesn't do it when we want him to do it, how we want him to do it, then the devil tell us he's just simply not going to do it. I mean, no, you can't make God do anything. There's some things you can't pray yourself out of. See, I'll tell you something to help you today. Because I went through it. People can't tell you something they have not went through. There's some things you can pray yourself through, and God will help, and he'll bring you out of it right there. But there's some things he leaves right there because it's something he wants you to learn. Because some of us would never do no praying. We'll never do no communicating with God like we need it if trouble wasn't around. If I'm just using examples, I'm not saying that's what works, that's your problem. But if God sees that you'll never pick up your Bible, you'll never pray, you'll never go to church, you'll never seek him unless you have trouble, then trouble would be your friend. All the time. I mean, God's merciful, but you'll have that trouble. Amen. God allowed, and I was thinking about, I was listening to Sister Tiffany's testimony. She was talking about, it is good. God will take natural things. Amen. If that's, he will do whatever he can do to help you for your comprehension. Maybe he might come and deal with me another way. He'll deal with you according to your intellect. So nobody going to be lost. I don't care if you a person that you have no intellect. God knows how to reach you. Amen. God takes something natural to show you something. She was talking about, I believe, if I heard her right, about a job they giving her to do while she's on light duty. That she really, most people don't want to do that job. Everything is required. It sounds like it takes a long time to get it done, however. But she was saying they want her to take the bad stuff out, put the good stuff in, however. And amen. And the Lord just gave her, amen, a ministry right there, what he was doing with her. That's good when you can learn. So God will take things to help you. And then whatever you're doing won't even seem so hard. Amen. And before you know it, you'll be moved from that job to another job. But if it's something up in you, amen, God knows we got kinks in us. Can I get a witness? We all may think, oh, I'm nice. I'm easy to get along with. But honey, everybody got some kind of place in them. Amen. That's not too good. Everybody just can't see it. Everybody just don't know, but God knows it. Amen. Amen. You rebellious. Amen. You stubborn. Amen. You hateful heart to get along with, or whatever the problem is. Or amen. You don't obey him, or however, whatever it is. God knows how to get your attention. Pastor ain't got to work with you. Your mama ain't got to work with you. Your dad, just leave him alone. Even when it goes to spouse, your spouse ain't got to work with you. Just leave him in God's hand. Leave the husband in God's hand. Leave the wife in God's hand. Let's leave everything in God's hand. Amen. And make sure you on your post. Amen. Because a lot of times we like to pray about other people. Make sure you on your post. Amen. Make sure you doing what God say. Because most times when things ain't going right, we start praying about the other people. Don't we now? I do too. Going to them jobs. I pray about the other people. And then God will have you doing something. Humble yourself. He'll have you humble yourself. And shut your mouth. It was one lady not long ago. She's the supervisor of all the stores. And boy, she was really getting up on my skin one day. She don't come there that often, but look like the devil just really used her. Everybody be fine. She come there. She want to go extra. She want you almost. She just makes stuff in place. You know, that's like go overboard doing stuff. You know. She want me to put something together, you know, for example, if somebody was going on a hiking or something, and she's like, okay, I'm going to do the best I do, and then she going to come and then they put this right here, and this right here, and this, and I thought, and I said, uh-huh. And I really would get the way she is, that's the way she did it. And the other lady was like trying to help me out, like, tell, she said, now what else do you put on? I said, I don't know. Well, the other lady, she's nice. She won't say something. She helped me out because I'm, you know, I don't know how they never tell me to do that. That she want me, you know, they want you to really sell stuff, walk up to people and wear them to death. That's what I call it. Come to the store. You know, I'm kind of, I got my own personality. I'm not a meet greet people. I was a greeter. I did things like that. Come here, let them come in the store. Get them in the store first. I'm going to be all up on the hill. What you want? Hey, I got an outfit to put together for you. No, I don't do nothing like that. That's what she want me to do. I say, I got my own way and stuff. I know how to communicate. Yeah, but I said, because some people, when you say, might help you, they say, oh, no, thank you. I'm fine. You don't keep pressing people when they say they fine. Leave them alone. Give them a chance to look around. They'll let you know. I said, if you need me, let me know. And I was thinking, my man, I was kept saying, I was over, I went back over there doing what they had me to do, hanging up some stuff. And in my mind, I kept saying, I sure be glad when she leave. I sure be glad when she leave. I didn't say it with my mouth, but inside, I'm like, whoo, be gone. At first, I started off, I'd be glad when she leave. Then I say, whoo, be gone. And I just kept saying it. I didn't say it out loud. You know, don't have you do nothing. I said to myself, whoo, she, everybody was perfect, all right, till she came in here. She's a nerve and just rocking people. This getting on folks' nerve. I know the mother supervisor, they try to be like, ooh, glad she did, because she called them all over, had them all, and I said, ooh, I'm glad that she didn't call me over here. Let me stay over here. I had enough of her. And I just kept saying, ooh, glad she leave. And every time I look in my mind, ooh, I'm glad she leave. It's like they just keep coming up. And Lord said, stop that. Yeah, what? Because, see, all that fretting and stuff is going to make matters worse. And I did. I said, yeah, I do need to stop that. Because you keep saying, I'm glad she leave. You better get your stuff and go leave. You keep thinking about how hard it is. Nobody getting a nerve like that. Right. So, and I did. I said, Lord, help me. And they said, you ain't got to go. I said, go pray. You can pray right inside. I said, Lord, just help me. In my mind, help me with that. I said, I'm let that go. I'm not going to keep thinking that. And as I began to go along my way, before I knew it, she was leaving. I didn't know she was leaving. She said, bye, Patricia, because she knows the devil didn't use the aggravate. Bye, Patricia. And we gonna still work on that. What's called? I said, uh-huh. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if it don't be your will, let her never bother me again about that. Because I'm not here to make a, what is it called, for longevity? I'm not here to make career out of this. I'm just here for a season. I'm an early retiree. Ain't like I'm looking for an 8-hour job. I'm not here to make a career out of this little wages they give you. I do what I can do. And I do the best I do. Them ladies that tell me, come in, thank you for helping us, so great. I know how to treat people. I know how to interact with people. But I'm just saying, God will show you better ways to do stuff. And he will help you, amen, with things, amen. That's a little something. But he will help you with things that trouble you and torment you in this life. And when you pray about stuff, the devil, you'll be all right while you pray about it. You feel encouraged and everything. If that situation does not change, here come the devil again. And you were like, you got to look at it like, okay, we done went through this once. You didn't sit there and lie to me once. Shut up, Satan. Or rebuke the devil or something. That's Lord to help you. Because he going to come back. He leaves for a season and he comes back. But once he see that, okay, I can't bother them no more with that. He don't bother you no more with that. He goes somewhere else. But not with that. But the Lord said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God said, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. And y'all see that word at the end of all. So that don't mean some, it means all. If God said something, if God said something to you, he mean what he said, and he said what he mean, or he didn't say nothing at all. And that's the truth. I say, when God says something to you and you know he said it to you, he means what he said, or he says what he mean, or he didn't say it at all. And anything God speaks to you is not going to be out of his word. Anything God speaks to you, you'll be able to go and find it in the word, because that's him. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. We wound up. Amen. We wrap things up and we're finished. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. for the Lord giving us the message to wait on the Lord. And that's been my prayer here quite a bit here lately. I say, Lord, help me to be not just encouraged, but help me to be of a good courage. Because while you're waiting on the Lord, you can wait on the Lord in distress. Or you can wait on him happy like it's already happened. And really, that's what God really wants us to do. It takes some time getting there. He wants us to wait on him. And like whatever you're waiting on him for, like it's already happened. And as you keep waiting on him like that, and you got to stay away from negativity too. And you got to stay much in prayer. You have to have faith like that and confidence. You got to do what you got to do your homework. You got to do your spiritual homework. Your spiritual homework is give me this day my daily bread. Spiritual homework don't mean I get in my word once a week when I come to church. Getting spiritual homework is I get in my word. I hear some kind of something from the Lord every day. I communicate with the Lord every day. That's spiritual homework. Everything else is secondary. It's not as important. It's like, because you know, when you turn the tables around, when you got trouble, you're breaking down God's door. And that other stuff don't mean nothing to you because you really know that nothing else can help you. People can't help you. Things can't help you. But the Lord will surely help you. And he'll bring you a mighty long way. Everybody stand to your feet and just begin to thank the Lord. At the conclusion of the message, basically getting to thank him. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet.